No need for suicide now. Death's finding its way. We're entrusted to breathing, it might end anytime soon. The trees are broken stumps, we take a breath halfway through a line. The meal is what happens after this. Fear of death secondary to being precarious. We're curiously off balance, but tilting the same angle. Was this the composition that was to stand up against the world? The constant sound is outside in the winter twilight. It is like stumbling up against a body in the snow. There's something intoxicating about the limpid moments. There are irreducible vibrations in dry throats. We drank a white wine with the cold meats. We were absorbed into the space of the time. Before starting anything, we are awake but commonplace amongst sparrows falling on breadcrumbs outside. The sister has a petite dog who is an everlasting yes to existence. Cats and dogs reveal eternal worlds, I guess. What are the lights around the skulls if not halos? No one is perishing so much as using the time to look inside. The talk was kind of unborn talk, and attached were actions. A health worker rang, and the brother who was cryptic and strong as a blacksmith played the archetypical sacrifice, what was poured into the right. The hide of cows, the people out in the high street, crawling towards the decomposing poles to the gods and treachery, on earth turning outwards towards cunning men and women, and everything's ambiguous. One day you're wandering about, and then you're where nothing's really hidden, or hidden enough. There in this final house is a prodigious suspension of time. What is the garden if not sacred hibernation? Who lies underground? The father is the winter solstice, he is the ground. He is a seal of immortality. But death has him. What will come when the winter goes? Who will again walk the earth and craft a life in mysteries? I sought to comfort them and myself. I did neither. There is such a thing as measuring magic. It's a kind of profane eros. I think of the slick shadows of the women who come and come under different names. There are shadowy relationships and denials. Fetish and reflection are two sides of the same coin. Her thighs and backside, her unstoppable cataracts, and her simulacra rain down in the snow from a broken heaven. In their wake comes death, because what follows any copy is death. It's not what we want to be reminded of. We are all repeated and then replaced. The lights made little headway against the brooding dark. Apparitions were also lost. We ate the late lunch as the temperature plummeted and shaped the space. All love will require food.